Strangers in a Strange Land, written by Artemis the Huntress, and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, the Murderbot Diaries. Rating, general audiences. No archive warnings apply. Summary. On Trenroll and Haifa, in their shitty, cheap hotel room, in the middle of the night when no one is supposed to see, Finley lets her feelings show. She's having a rough time. They all are. She woke up at 2 a.m, crying. 8 nights into their stay on Trenroll and Haifa, and 4 nights after Pinley gave up trying to sleep in the uncomfortable hotel armchair and joined Rathi and Gurathin on the dubiously more comfortable hotel bed, it was all finally starting to get to her, creep through the cracks of her increasingly brittle mask, pick at her heart. The mattress felt wrong, and the sheet smelled weird, and the pillows were too soft, and the food from dinner sat heavy in her stomach, and Gurathin snored, and the bed was too hot with 3 people crammed into it. And it was still easier to be upset about that than the fact that Greycris was just continuously jerking their chain and depleting their resources. And they were no closer to freeing Ida, and they were all going to die here. And now, to add insult to injury, her own body was betraying her, and she was crying. The insults kept piling up too, because her attempts to roll over and steady her breath woke Rutty. He looked up at her blearily and began, "Are you all..." But at the look on her face, paused and changed it to, "Do you want a talk? Or a hug? Or should I just go back to sleep and forget I saw this?" "That last one," Pinley groaned out. Fuck, was she really that obvious? And to her immense relief and Rutty's reluctant credit, he did. The end.